Capri Miller started Hillside Work Scholarship Connection way back in seventh grade.
We used to stay after school some days and they help you with work. And we used to go to like museums and stuff and places, outings with each other. We had fun.
Now a Henniger High School senior, she says they stayed on her to stay in school, finish homework, and think about the future.
I'm going to go to BOCES and I'm going to do the dental assistant program. And then I'm going to find a job after that somewhere in New York.
Capri also got a job at Wegmans through the program that's taught a few more lessons.
More responsibility and, you know, being on your own.
It can boost the chances of a student's success if they make the most of those work skills.
It's huge because it speaks to all those issues of being reliable, being punctual, smiling when you're on the cash register, even though you're in a miserable mood because you're a teenager and you're having a mood swing that day. Those kind of skills will serve you well in whatever you're going to do.
Hillside Executive Director Wayne O'Connor says the key ingredient for the program to work starts back in school with youth advocates. He says most of the students have risk factors that make it likely they'll drop out, which they try to turn around.
They must have a positive sense of the future, and many of the children that we work with do not. Almost all of our children, 99% of them, come from some level of poverty and all the things that come with that. So we set goals with them, long-range and short-range goals. And in order to get to whatever those goals are, you're going to have to be successful in school. So that's going to have to be a part of it.
And O'Connor says it's a myth that the students don't want to work or go to college. Now the Work Scholarship Connection has been named the recipient of proceeds from this June's Chase Bank Corporate Challenge Race, possibly increasing the 960 students now being helped. Chris Bolt, WAER News.